Hate is a very strong word and a very strong feeling also. When I hear people say, I hate this person or I hate that person, I wonder what is going through their mind. And I also wonder, you cannot create. How come you can hate somebody that God created? In as much as I know there are some people that can annoy you, get on your nerves, step on your toes, but it's not enough reason to hate. I think we should watch our word this year. Let's try as much as we can to love the people around us, irrespective of their character, their behavior, because the truth is God is love, and every one of us has our flaws. If God should follow us the way we behave and the way we act, God would have wiped us out. But God does not look at our sins to judge. He does not look at our behavior to deal with us. The Bible said, if God should look at our behavior, say no man can stand. So let's not, this year, let's try as much as we can. Don't allow people's behavior or personality or the way they behave to just allow the spirit of hatred to come into you. Don't exhibit hatred for anyone. Welcome to Godly Counsel with Mary Egbede. Thank you once again for listening to this podcast, and I will please want you to share this message with your friends and your family. You know, there are so many things that happen around us, and sometimes we allow people's opinion or what people say about other people to determine how we treat people around us. What I mean by that is sometimes people just come to gossip to you about a friend or tell you about a particular person, and you begin to react and walk with that negative message. You begin to react, show the other person that person attitude, because you got a negative report from someone else, not knowing the root cause of why that person wants to tarnish the image of the other. I tell people, if you come and tell me about somebody, this person hurt me, this person is wicked, this person is bad, I want that person to exhibit those things to me personally, so I can be able to assess that person's character or judge that person myself. I wouldn't want to judge that person from your point of view. I wouldn't want to judge that person from what you are telling me, because I don't know the root cause of why that person did what he or she did to you. It might be that you offended that person and that person reacted negatively to you. So I wouldn't want to judge that person by what happened between two of you. I would want a personal reaction from that person. And you know, one funny thing is, a negative reaction naturally brings out a negative reaction. If you react negatively to someone, you should be able to expect a negative reaction. What do I mean by that? If I step on your toes, what I expect you, that person to shout and say, why are you stepping on my toes? I don't expect that person to tell me, thank you for stepping on my toes. You understand? So when you do something negative to somebody, you expect a negative reaction. Don't use somebody else's judgment. Some people find it very out of, complex issue, out of envy. They come and tell you negative things about a friend or even a relation. And you don't know the heart, you don't know why that person is telling you negative things about that person. Just because he envies that person, he comes to tell you negative things about that person. And you believe those things and you walk with those things and start acting with those things to that particular person. And you now realize that you have taken the battle. You have decided to fight that person's battle for him or her. So this year, as much as we can, please, let us not allow other people's opinion about others to affect our relationship with other people. I hope I'm making sense in what I'm saying. I don't know why I'm saying this, but I know it is for someone. That person you are fighting might just be a helper to you. That person might be a destiny helper to you. Let me give you an example. Personally, I realize that if you don't know me personally, sometimes you don't want to come very close to me. One, I also realize that I'm on the big side. I have a very big stature. I'm a plus size person. So I realized that some people, just mere seeing me afar off, gives them this impression, this woman would be very proud. She will not be friendly. She will not be this. She will not be that. They just have this negative belief about me. They've not come close to me, but maybe they saw me afar off, and judging by my stature, they feel no, this person cannot be friendly. She cannot be humble. She cannot come down to my level. And that is not true. Most people that have come to me, most people that I've gone close to, and we've become friends at the end of the day, they start confessing to me and telling me, when I saw you some few months back, I didn't believe that you could be this friendly. I didn't believe that you can be this outspoken. I didn't believe that you can be this humble. They just begin to say that, and I ask them, why do you think so? Why? What on earth made you think that I will be proud, I will be arrogant, I will not be friendly? What gave you that impression? You know, don't just stay aside or stay far away and judge people how they will react to you or what they are by not getting close to them. Okay? And sometimes you get close to some people maybe at the wrong time. Some people may be in a very bad mood on that day, and maybe when you just came along, that was not a very good time, and the person reacted negatively. That does not mean that person is wicked or that person is bad. Maybe that particular day, that person was not in the mood. But if you go to people, I'm not saying that some people are not proud and arrogant, no. But I'm saying that most of the time, our judgment is always wrong. Most of the time. Because we look at people afar off and we just conclude that this person must be like this. And it does not really work like that. Plus size people suffer from this a lot. They suffer from this a lot. A lot of people avoid them. A lot of people avoid coming close to them, just believing that they will be very proud and arrogant. This person can't just come down to my level. You know, this person has too much money for me to even mingle with. In those days, I've lost a lot of elderly friends because of this thing I'm telling you. I had a very close friend, a woman, very friendly woman. She was much more older than I am, and she was very friendly in the church, and she always wanted me to be her friend. She would come to me and invite me to her house severally. I never went because I felt, these rich people, I don't want a situation where she would think maybe I'm coming and begging her for something. I don't want to start thinking that, you know. But that is not true. Some people might be in the high pedestal. Some people might, you think they're very rich, they're wealthy, they're comfortable. Sometimes they are very lonely. They need somebody very simple as a friend. Sometimes these people might be the ones that God has sent to you as destiny helpers to help you in one way or the other. So don't always shy away from people, and don't allow people's opinion of others to make you judge that person and write that person off and walk away from that person. It does not really work like that. The Bible said there are some friends that stick closer than a brother. Some of us are praying for friends. We want good friends. These days you hardly see good friends, but that does not mean there are no good friends out there. They are very rare, but they are out there. So who might be this? This friend might be an elderly woman. It might be an elderly man. It might be somebody that's more experienced, that can talk to you about relationship, about marriage, about entrepreneurship, about so many things. But because of attitude, because of the way you feel, because of the mindset you have concerning people, you might draw away. You might not benefit from these people. You might drag yourself away from them. I've had so many people like that. At the end of the day, when I come close to them, they start telling me, thank God I later came close to you. I felt you would be so arrogant and all that. No. Some of us too, we want friends. Some of these things we put on, some of the things we do, we portray ourselves as if we don't need anyone. No, we need friends. We need people around us. You just need to know the genuine people and the fake people around you. You need to know those that are your real friends and those that are not your friends at all. So this year, please, let's not make that mistake. That person, even that your boss that you think is so bossy, sometimes they hide on that behind these things just to create an impression, just to make people to feel as if they are satisfied, they are all made, they don't need anybody. No. There is nobody that does not need a friend. There is nobody that does not need people around them. Some people are lonely. So when you see them dress excessively, put a lot of makeup, they just want to show that, well, I'm okay, I don't need anybody. No, when you go close, you realize that this person actually needs someone. So try and look beyond what you hear about people. Try and look beyond what you are seeing physically. All that glitters is not gold. And don't go to people with wrong motives. Don't go to people because you want them to help you. That's why you're going. Go as a friend. Go as an encourager. And encourage someone. Make an impact in somebody's life. When you say make an impact, it's not always money. Sometimes people just need you around to talk to pour out their hearts to. You'll be surprised that this all macho people that you see up and down, you'll be surprised that they need a friend, they need somebody to talk to, and somebody that can listen to them. This person should just listen. I want somebody to just listen to me. Let me pour out my heart. You see people committing suicide every day. Both the ones that are influential, the ones that are wealthy and have everything going on for them, as we think. But they commit suicide because there was no friend. There was nobody to talk to, nobody that listened to, nobody that understood them. Please, this year, be a friend. Be a friend. And ask God to open your eyes to see those people that really need you around them, that need what you have, the encouraging words you have, the caring attitude you have, that you can be able to help someone out there. God bless you. Thank you for listening to this podcast. My name again is Mary Egbude, and this is Godly Counsel with Mary Egbude. Please remember to share this with your family and friends. And also, you can go to my YouTube channel to check out other videos, inspiring videos that will help you to build up spiritual. I discuss everyday life issues on Godly Counsel. Things that has to do with parenting, marriage issues, marital issues, relationship issues, and spiritual issues. God bless you again. My name again is Mary Egbude. Thank you for listening to this podcast. And please don't forget to share.